Moncrief on News Talk.
Even if you're lucky enough to have your offer on a home accepted, the process can still take a painfully long time, especially the mysterious world of conveyancing. So solicitor Mike Stack has been investigating if the process could be taken online. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
This is something that has been talked about for like 20 years or so. Would that be the case?
I'd say 25 now at this stage. Ever since electronic signatures came in back in 2000, they've been bandied about how to digitise conveyancing. So it's been gone through a few cycles at this stage.
Okay, and as far as you can ascertain, what's the holdup?
I suppose the holdup, my view on the holdup is inertia with government process. The only way that this can be pushed is with it being driven by government legislation, and they're the ones holding the pen on that. Mm. You know, they can do small wins, they can do big wins, but at the moment they're getting no win.
Yeah. Now, your contention is that our housing crisis isn't supplier-oriented, it's process-oriented. What do you mean by that?
So I think the crisis has many elements to it. So it's supplier, it's demand, it's the process, it's going back to the supply of the land by the developer, the planning process, the supply of water and services, and then the legal process itself of getting it through the system. So the whole housing issue is an ecosystem of problems. And each problem can be solved individually, but it seems like there's no solutions being delivered to any of the problems.
Yeah. Okay. So specifically, if the government were to pass legislation to enable online conveyancing, what do they have to change about the current process?
Simple things like there is a family home declaration that has to be witnessed by a third party solicitor when people are drawing down a mortgage, and that requires the individuals to go to another solicitor's office, sign a declaration in front of them, bring it back to their own solicitor, and then that gets put with the deed. And a very simple piece of legislation that the government has been asked for since 2023 by the Law Society would remove that with a statement of truth. And something as simple as that would change it. A bigger step would be the digitization of the land registry, which would be to follow the lead in the UK equivalent, and allow us to lodge digital deeds of transfer and digital mortgages with the land registry to register the charge, which will quicken up the process and take out wet signatures out of the entire equation.
There are many, many solicitors who specialise in conveyancing. Would it be not in their interest to transfer over to doing it online?
Oh, I think, Sean, it's in everybody's interest. Consumers, solicitors, engineers, mortgage brokers, banking, everybody's interest is looked after if it goes digital. I think you have some disruptor banks like NUA who have brought significant change to the whole lending industry, where they have digitized about 70-75% of the documents that are required. And that's taking it from only one bank before them was allowing their loan offer to be signed by DocuSign. So solicitors that are using the NUA portal now, to a man that I've spoken to, have all confirmed that it just makes it far easier, it's far more accessible and viable for them to process the documents with an online portal like NUA. So a digitalization of the entire process would be hugely to the benefit of solicitors.
Yeah, and roughly speaking, given that anyone who's been through conveyancing will know it takes at least 2 or 3 months, sometimes longer than that if there's any snag in the road, how quickly could it be done if it was a purely online process?
If the entire process were digitized, you would be between 4 and 8 weeks.
Yeah. And you're in there. Now, have you been working on developing a portal to be able to do this kind of thing?
Yes, we launched back in 2024 an online portal called letsbeam.ie, and we have bought a new approach to the way that conveyancing is delivered. It's all online, it's transparent. The client can see every step in the process that that they're taking. They can track the documents, they can download the documents. So they have visibility and transparency to the whole process.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because I suppose a lot of people, in the way things are now, you just kind of leave it in the hands of the solicitor. You're not entirely sure what it is they're doing, just that conveyancing is something kind of legal and confusing.
Yeah, and we do get a lot of that for people, first-time buyers. They come into our system, and when they're talking to the relationship managers, they're trying to figure out themselves what do they actually need a solicitor for. So there is it's shrouded in grey because of the lack of transparency in the process itself. And then you have solicitors on both sides of the transactions, and one might be more efficient than the other. And then it goes into a difficult place for the consumer.
Yeah. And are there, I mean, you mentioned the UK, are there many jurisdictions that can be pointed to where you go, that, you know, they've cracked it in that country?
They have. I think we and England and Wales are the only two jurisdictions that a seller of a house doesn't have to prepare any documents before they put their product up for sale. The only thing that you have to have ready in Ireland is a BER cert, whereas in Scotland you have to have a full survey report, and that has resulted in significant speed in the conveyancing process. In Sweden, they're deploying blockchain technology and tokenization of real estate to move on that process. So if we look anywhere else, they're better at it.
Mike, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Mike Stack there, a solicitor and also a developer of the digital conveyance specialist Beam.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.